How do you like this sentence? Jill is engaged in the walking of the dog. Or this one. The writing of term papers is important. Or this one. The planning of the redecorating of the house was a decision made by Betty. They're all pretty bad, right? But can you put your finger on why they're bad? Well, if you know a bit about grammar, you know that you can capture much of what's wrong with these sentences in a single word, nominalization. A nominalization is a noun rooted in another part of speech, usually a verb or an adjective. So, for example, the adjective sad has the corresponding noun form, sadness. The verb delay can be made a noun to use as delay, as in there was a delay, or delaying, as in delaying things is often a bad idea. The verb change has the corresponding noun forms change and changing. So you can say, I changed my hairstyle, and it's a verb. But if you say, I made a change to my hairstyle, it's a noun. Similarly, it's a noun in the changing of your hairstyle every 6 weeks is not recommended. Some nominalizations are formed by adding a suffix like -ness to an adjective. Others are verb forms that end in -ing and are used as nouns. These kinds actually have their own name. They're called gerunds. Other times, nominalizations are identical to their verb forms, like ride in enjoy the ride. In every case, what makes them nouns is how they're used in the sentence. Now, in general, it's not a problem that adjectives and verbs have noun forms. It can be very useful, in fact. But nominalizations are serious problems for some writers. Used carelessly, nominalizations can cause sentences like the ones in our earlier examples. The problem with them is that when you use a nominalization, you're taking something that could have been an action or a description and turning it into a static, abstract thing, a mere concept, a sort of shadow of an action or description. For example, walk is an action. It's a verb in she walks, she is walking, she was walking. So in all these sentences, the word describing real action here is in fact an action word, a verb. But in Jill is engaged in the walking of the dog, walking is grammatically no longer an action. It's a concept, a thing, a noun. That's why it makes this sentence a lot less lively. Now, in the planning of the redecorating of the house was a decision made by Betty, three words that could have been actions, plan, redecorate, and decide, are all made into motionless, abstract things. They're all nominalizations. But usually, actions are better as verbs because that more effectively conveys the idea of real action. Another problem with nominalizations is that they often force you into awkward and wordy structures, like engaged in the act of walking, where you otherwise could have just said walk. To fix bad sentences with nominalizations, start by asking yourself whether your subject can be an actual person or thing, like Jill, and whether she's performing an actual action, like walking, planning, redecorating, deciding. Then rejigger the whole sentence so that it's in the order subject plus verb. When you do that, you see that puffy, wordy sentences like Jill is engaged in the walking of the dog really just wanted to say Jill is walking the dog. A snoozer like the planning of the redecorating of the house was a decision made by Betty is really just trying to say, Betty decided to redecorate the house. And pretty much anyone can tell you that's a more engaging way to say it. But here's why nominalizations exist. Sometimes you really do want an action or description to serve as a noun in your sentence. In the sentence, writing term papers is important, you make writing a subject in a way that may capture exactly what you want to say. In sadness can lead to overeating, the nominalization, sadness, really is the subject of what you're trying to talk about, so the nominalization makes sense here. And, it's worth noting, even the word nominalization is a nominalization. When you know how to spot these nominalizations, you can see ways to liven up all kinds of sentences. For example, there's nothing wrong with saying that Joe made changes to his itinerary, But when you understand that changes is a noun form of a verb, it frees you up to ask yourself whether you'd do better with a simple, Joe changed his itinerary.